The Gemara in Sanhedrin makes a fascinating statement based on Yisro's behavior. But after Yisro hears the news about Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemes Amalek, his first words are, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem, that Baruch Hashem, that God saved you. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin writes, Gnai Hayel Yisrael, Shelo Amru Baruch, Ad Sheba Yisro V'Amru Baruch. Yisro was the first one to say Baruch Hashem. No one before him said Baruch Hashem. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Klal Yisrael, nobody. It was Yisro who was first. And this should serve as some form of a shame to the Jewish people that Yisro was the first one to recite the words Baruch Hashem. And asks the Ksav Sofer, okay, granted the words Baruch Hashem were unique, or invented, or created, or first by Yisro. But Az Yashir, that doesn't count as a bracha. Certainly, it's a form of a Baruch Hashem. It's in a longer form of a Baruch Hashem, and it's a beautiful. It's a zemer. It's a shira that you're gonna criticize Klal Yisrael for not saying the words Baruch Hashem. How could that possibly be? So the Ksav Sofer offers two explanations. One through Rashi's interpretation, and then one based on his own pshat. So Rashi writes as follows. The Ksav Sofer will explain it based on Rashi is like this. Vayichad Yisro al kol atova, when Moshe told recounted the story to Yisro, Vayichad Yisro. So usually it's translated as he rejoiced, he was so happy, but Rashi also points out the midrashic approach that his basar became chadudim, they became prickly. He was actually disappointed, he was scared, he was sad. Why was he sad? He was sad because of the fact that the Mitzrayim were killed. And yet, despite the fact that the Mitzrayim were killed, the pasuk continues and he says that he was Baruch Hashem, that Vayichad Yisro al kol atova asher asa Hashem li Yisrael asher hitzilo miyad Mitzrayim v'yomer Yisro Baruch Hashem asher hitzilo eschem miyad Mitzrayim. So despite the fact that the Mitzrayim were killed, he was sad about that, but at the same time, he was willing to say Baruch Hashem. What does that tell us? Says the Ksav Sofer, we have a very famous rule. Mishnah Brachos tells us that we give thanks for the bad, just like we give thanks for the good. G'shem Hashem mevarech ala tova, kach mevarech al hara. And here, Yisro had dual allegiances. He was connected to the Mitzrayim, according to the Medrash, and he was connected to Klal Yisrael. He was sad about the fact that the Mitzrayim died, but he was also happy about Klal Yisrael being saved. And therefore he said that it's true that I'm disappointed. While it's true that I'm disappointed, I'm heartbroken that the Egyptians were killed. This clearly is Yad Hashem. This is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. And therefore, despite the fact that I'm disappointed, I'm going to say thank you. This, says the Ksav Sofer, is the form of a Baruch Hashem that no one has given before. Yes, it's not specifically the words Baruch Hashem. Everyone before Yisro, many have given thanks. Klal Yisrael gave thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they left, when they crossed the Yamsuf. But Klal Yisrael didn't give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for enslaving them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael didn't give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Shibud Malchus, for Shibud Mitzrayim. No, they just said, thank you for getting us out. But while they were dealing with the pain and the agony, they didn't say thank you. Yisro, upon hearing the news, Yisro felt the pain for the Mitzrayim and said thank you. And it's what an important and powerful message for us. As we said, Kishem Shem Mevarech Al Hara, Kach Mevarech, Kishem Shem Mevarech Al Atova, Kach Mevarech Al Hara. That we give thanks for the bad times. We still give thanks to Hashem when we're struggling, because when we are able to connect ourselves to something greater than us, it gives us the power to endure, it gives us extra strength, and it makes our pain more manageable to handle, to know that It's something beyond our control, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it. We give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we give it to God, as they say, and then we work through our tefillos to transform our bad fortunes into good ones. So this is unique. This Baruch Hashem, says the Ksav Sofer, is the first type of Baruch Hashem that someone gave thanks for the difficulties. That is the message. That's what we learned from Yisro. That's Pshat in the Gemara. And the Ksav Sofer offers a second interpretation, which is just as beautiful, perhaps even more powerful, which is that Yisro's statement of Baruch Hashem was unique in this instance. Most of the times when people say thank you, they say thank you because they were saved. When Klal Yisrael said thank you after Kriyas Yamsuf, it was thank you for saving us. But who gave thanks for someone else being saved? Who said thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving Yenim? Says the Ksav Sofer, the first person to do that was Yisro. Yisro taught Klal Yisrael the power of V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. This is the first time Baruch Hashem was recited in a context of V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. When Klal Yisrael said thank you, it was a beautiful thing, a beautiful shira. But saying thank you about someone else, that was learned from Yisrael. Genai hayal Yisrael shelo amru baruch ad sheba Yisro v'amru baruch. Unfortunate it is for Klal Yisrael because they weren't the first ones to give thanks for the other. Yisro had the other in mind and said Baruch Hashem. And our mission, number one, to give thanks even for the difficult times, even for the struggles, and to be so happy and thrilled for the success of other people. We don't need to just be selfish people and focus on our own Dalet Amos. Our job is to look outwards. And when we see others successful, when we see others doing well, we say Baruch Hashem. We are so happy for them. We are truly happy. And then hopefully, Emir Tashem, those brachos that we send outwards will eventually come back to us for our benefit as well. Have a great day.